Vayter in Shas. We are in Bava Basra, Daf Kuf Nun Ches. Pick it up at the top of the page, about a Mishnah. Zok ta Heilige Mishnah. Na fala bayis alav yalishto. Let's say you have this house falls onto a man and onto his wife. Rachman al son, they both die, and we don't know which one died first. Yorshe abalom, the one of the Baal, they come, meaning his father, his brother, his kids from another wife. They say the Isha Mesa Rishon, she died first, therefore all the stuff went to the man, and then he died, now everything comes to them. Isha Mesa Rishon, Va'achach Mesa Baal, only afterwards the Baal ended up dying. Yorshe Isha, remember the Yorshe of the women said, meaning the relatives from from her father's family, they come and they say, Baal Meis Rishon, no, the husband died first, so the stuff went to the wife, V'achakach Meis Isha, and then the woman ended up dying, so we should be Yorish the stuff over here. The husband can't go, he wasn't Yorish the wife, because he died first, he's an inherit, and then she's the one who gets it, and they get it from her. B'shamayom, B'shamayisei. So what do we do with this case over here? Yachloku, let's split it. You split it. No, they stay in their chazaka, in the property of whoever was holding on to them till that point. Ksuba b'cheskas yarshe habal. The ksuba is in the possession of the husband's yarshim. Not because it was never given over. He had it. Right, because going to Beis Hillel, just having a shtar, it's not enough, like as if you, to what's im. That doesn't mean that you actually have possession over it. Therefore, even if the husband, he dies first, and when he has to go and pay the ksuba, still the ksuba is just an uncollected debt since she died without collecting it. It therefore remains part of the husband's estate, and then it goes to the husband's yarshim, as like the Rashbam. So ksuba becheskes yorshe abal, nechasim hanichnasim ve'yotzim ima becheskes yorshe av, and the stuff that enter into the marriage and leave with her are in the possession of the father's yarshim. That is, in other words, the yarshim of the wife's father. We're talking about over here, it's talking about nichse melug, which she brings into the marriage, and she takes out to when she leaves the marriage. So whatever it is. So she comes in with the property. The husband gets to look at the plucking property. He gets to, let's say there's a field, 1,000 acres, and it has apples in it. He gets to eat all the apples. And then when they, if the marriage is terminated, he dies, they get divorced. Then she gets the land back as is. And that's what it means, that nechnasim v'yotzim yimah, v'cheskes yorshe av, it goes to her family. Beep, turn the page. Tzadi. What am I talking about? Kuf nun ches amud bey. Zok ta heilige gemara. B'cheskes mi. In the chazak of who? Rabbi Pizel said that the tzon barzel, nixay tzon barzel, that's the stuff that the woman holds on to when she comes in and she says that, excuse me, like you get this property, but you have to give it back to me exactly at what it's valued when I come in. If it's worth $1,000 and it goes up to $1,000,000, we get divorced to die, then you have to go ahead and give me $1,000 worth. If it was $1,000, it goes down to $500, you have to give me $1,000. All right, so that's going to be the bechesed. We said it goes to the chazaka, the season of chazaka. Bechesed me. Rabbi Yochanan Omer bechesed Yorshe Abal. That is the yarshim of the husband. Rabbi Elazar Omer, he says bechesed Yorshe Aisha, and that of the wife. You split it. V'chein tani bar kapar, and so says bar kapar, all of alolobo and liyorish, since these yorish and the husband are coming to yorish, alolobo and yorish, and those of the wife are coming to yorish, yachloku, knows each one has a taina, therefore you go and you split it. Zok the next halem mishnah. Nafala bayis alav al imo. Let's say you have this house falls on this person and on his mother. So Rashbam gives an example. We know that Rachel was married to Yaakov. And they had two kids, right? Well, let's talk about one of the kids was Yosef. Now, we know he was also married to Leah, and they have a kid named Reuven, right? There's a little Chumash trivia for you. So, or at least that's the answer. Nafal abayis alav al imo. So, let's say the house falls upon him and his mother. So, it falls on Yosef, and it falls on Rachel, but I don't know who died first. Elu ve'elu modem shechloku. Says it in the Kama. Both Bisham and Beis Hillel will say in such a situation, they go ahead and they split it. They split it amongst the different Yarshim. Amar Rabbi Akiva. Akiva says, no, Moda ani bazush in nechasim b'cheskasim. Now, that is, they remain in their possession. And the Rishbam says on this Lashon over here, that modeh mishum denarka tana kama lishna demodem armi unami modeh ani. Klomer v'ani modeh v'cholik. The Gemara is going to explain b'cheskes me in the time of the reason why that is, but it's a, you know, let's not caught up in the word modan. He just bottom line, he's coming and saying that nechasim b'cheskasim. Amalur ben Azar. Ben Azar says, I don't understand. Alachalukin and Utsarin. We're in pain because of the machloksim. Like there's machlokas, Bisham, Bisil, it happens all the time. You know, they're machlokas. And says Rashbam, the Bisham, Bisilo, the Lael, we saw Kuf the Zan, Kuf the Ches, Onum Utsarin, Al Shalo, Hushvu, Lada, Zachas. Then we can come up with one clear, concise answer. The ata basa lechlok velomer chulkin hoyu beishamai ubeishilal b'meshech chaverecha omrim shehin shavim. You're coming to say that they're arguing when your chaverim said that they actually agree. Why would you do that? Ella shabas lachalik alenu es hashavim. Right, we're in pain over the fact that they argue, and now you're going to come on and even go and split up, and make the argument here also. Come on, back to the Gemara. Now it says, but it's affecting the Gemara. Becheskes me, and who's chazaka are it? Who's Chazaka? When Rabbi Kiva says that Beis Hillel is going to give the mother's stuff to the one who previously had it, what does it mean? Rabbi Ila Omer, Rabbi Ila says, Becheskes Yorshei, it's a Chazaka of the inheritance of the mother. Rabbi Zera Omer, Becheskes Yorshei, a Ben. It's in the Chazaka of the Yorshim of the Ben, of the son. Now, Kisalik Rav Zera, where Rav Zera went up to Eretz Yisrael, come Beshit say to Rabbi Ila, he actually agreed with Rabbi Ila, and he says, Becheskes Yorshei, come Rabbi Beshit say to Rabbi Zera. And Rabbi took up this position of, oh, okay, we get rid of that. We delete that idea. yeah, we get rid of that. Amar Bezeira, Shmami Na, Avir Dar Tzal Machim, we can learn from here that the air, the delicious air of Eretz Yisrael, that brings wisdom to a person. Because now that I got here, I understood like a little bit deeper, and therefore I decided to go ahead and go like this. As Rishbam, She Mishaolisi Laritzona, Satyas Libi, Lot Six Mishitasia Rishona, Vilamor Alamitas, the Dvarim, I saw the actual truth over here. Vitaima Mai, now what was the reason Rav Zera comes along and he changes? Am Rabbi, Hol Vuchsuku Nachala, Behosa Shaven, since when the mother ended up as a Almana. There, right, the stuff came into the possession of her shevet from which we came from, therefore remains in the possession of her yarshim after she goes and she dies. And that's why he changes shita to go like that. Says, okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.